name is Donald Michael Craig, and I'm the author of the book Modern Magic from Llewellyn Publications. Modern Magic is the first step-by-step instruction manual in traditional Western ceremonial magic that has ever been offered. This tape is designed to accompany the book, so you should get the book from your local bookstore or order it directly from Llewellyn Publications. For information on direct purchases, call Llewellyn at 1-800-THE-MOON, which is also 1-800-843-6666. This tape will help you in your work with magic and with your study of the book Modern Magic in two ways. First, in order to do any magic, it is important to clear your mind and relax. On the other side of this tape, you will find a complete version of the relaxation ritual, which is included in the book. This is also a great tool for stress reduction in your life, even if you never do any magic. Second, this side of the tape gives the correct pronunciation of the various foreign or unusual words. You will find that in the book Modern Magic, I have gone against tradition and spelled out the foreign words, especially Hebrew, as they should sound, rather than trying to give some rough transliteration between Hebrew and English. These phonetically spelled words give you a better grasp of how to pronounce the varied terms. Even so, some people need some help to get the pronunciations right. That is the purpose of this side of the tape. So even if you don't have my book, this tape will help. However, I will be following my book page by page and pronouncing the foreign and unusual terms. I will also be giving the page number where the word is found. That means it will be very easy to follow along. So get your copy of the book Modern Magic, and let's begin. In the introduction with the Roman numerals for page numbers, page 13, or XIII, has the words Talit, Tefillin, and Shaddai. Page 14 has the word Kabbalah, and on page 15 you will find Gematria, with a hard G, Notericon, and Temura. Also on this page you will see the name of Aleister Crowley. It should be noted that his family name, even before he was born, was pronounced Crowley. Some people remember this better by thinking that his name rhymes with the word holy. Now we move into the body of the text, which uses our common numerals, technically known as Arabic numerals. We begin with lesson 1.